On a frigid winter evening, Mara, a woman with a troubled past, awakens in a dilapidated cabin in the middle of a dense, snow-laden forest. She remembers nothing about how she got there. The only clues are her muddy boots and a tattered map lying on a rickety wooden table. As she tries to make sense of her surroundings, a sudden knock echoes through the cabin. When she opens the door, she finds Ethan, disheveled and bleeding from his forehead. He stumbles in, claiming he has no memory of how he got there either. His last recollection is of driving down a highway late at night. They discover a third inhabitant, Claire, locked in a pantry. Claire insists she's been in the cabin for days, though the lack of supplies suggests otherwise. The three strangers quickly realize they share one common thread. They're all lost, both physically and emotionally. The tension escalates as the trio searches for answers. Ethan finds a journal hidden under the floorboards. Its cryptic entries mention the names Mara, Ethan, and Claire, along with ominous warnings. The truth will cost you everything. Strange occurrences plague the cabin. Time moves erratically. Night falls within minutes, then abruptly shifts to daylight. Objects disappear and reappear in odd places. A mysterious symbol etched into the cabin's walls begins to glow faintly. Each of them experiences vivid flashbacks. Mara recalls abandoning her younger brother during a house fire. Ethan sees himself arguing with his estranged wife before a fatal car crash, and Claire remembers fleeing from a decision that cost her mother her life. These memories feel disturbingly real, yet none of them can confirm if they are truth or fabricated nightmares. While exploring the surrounding forest, the trio stumbles upon a derelict radio tower emitting static interspersed with distorted voices. A voice crackles through, warning them not to leave the cabin and to solve the equation. Back at the cabin, the glowing symbol transforms into a clock counting down from 24 hours. Ethan theorizes they're part of an experiment, while Claire insists it's purgatory. Mara believes the cabin is alive, feeding off their guilt. As the timer ticks down, they unravel the journal's final entry. Only one may leave, and the others must stay. Choose wisely. A blizzard traps them in the cabin as the countdown nears zero. They're forced to confront their darkest secrets. Mara admits she intentionally left her brother to die. Ethan confesses he was drunk when he caused the crash that killed his wife. Claire reveals she forged documents that denied her mother medical care. The cabin reacts violently to their confessions. Windows shatter, and the walls seem to close in. The symbol now pulsates like a heartbeat, and the journal bursts into flames, leaving behind one final message: sacrifice. In a moment of clarity, Mara realizes the cabin is forcing them to atone. She offers herself, believing her guilt is the greatest burden. Ethan and Claire plead with her, but Mara steps into the glowing symbol, vanishing in a blinding light. The cabin collapses, and Ethan and Claire find themselves standing in the middle of the forest under a starlit sky. They feel an overwhelming sense of peace and clarity. Ethan resolves to help others struggling with grief. Claire decides to dedicate her life to supporting vulnerable families. As they part ways, they each feel a whisper of gratitude from Mara, whose ultimate sacrifice set them free. Far away, in a quiet meadow, Mara awakens under the warm sun. A figure approaches. It's her brother, smiling and whole. "It's time to go home," he says, as they walk into the light together.